Lang was especially in demand as an accompanist to the most popular singers of his time. And in fact, he became close friends with one of the most popular singers of his day, Bing Crosby. And more than a mere accompanist to Bing, Eddie became Crosby's best friend, most intimate confidant, and Lang is thought to be the one and only truly close friend Bing ever had. And besides being Bing Crosby's favorite accompanist, Lang was Bing's personal banker. Crosby called Eddie his lucky charm. And Eddie married a close friend of Bing's wife. On YouTube, you can see a clip of them together briefly from one of Bing's films. So they were the closest of friends.
So when I am lonely, just a cozy Morris chair.
But in early 1933, Lang's life ended when he died quite suddenly from complications of a tonsillectomy. And no one took Eddie's sudden death harder than Bing Crosby. After Eddie's passing, Crosby slipped into a long, deep funk. He never again found such close friendship. And in fact, it's likely that Bing had actually recommended the tonsillectomy, apparently to improve Eddie's chronically hoarse voice so he could take speaking acting roles in Bing's hugely popular films, which I think kind of throws a little bit different light on Crosby's deep mourning for his lost friend. But in any case, a year later, Bing gave one of his sons the middle name of Lang.
My buddy, nobody, quite so true.
Surprisingly, for all his skill and talent, Lang was mediocre at reading music scores or arrangements. But because of his deeply intuitive grasp of music, he picked stuff up so quickly he could function just fine in almost any musical setting, whether jazz band, vocal accompanist, part of a large dance orchestra, or backing a featured soloist. In his time, Eddie Lang had no rivals. He was the best-known guitarist in jazz and popular music, recording prolifically in solo, duet, small combo jazz, and full dance orchestra settings, waxing dozens, probably hundreds of records with the likes of Paul Whiteman, King Oliver, Joe Venuti, Red Nichols, and Bix Beiderbecke. While Eddie Lang may seem forgotten today, this actually is not the case. Recently, he was inducted into the ASCAP Hall of Fame. ASCAP is the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, and after all, he did compose a couple of dozen tunes. For two decades now, there's been a jazz festival held in his name in his grandfather's Italian hometown near Naples, Italy. And there's a rich, elegant, comprehensive website dedicated to him at eddielang.com. From Lang's last session in February 1933, this is Jigsaw Puzzle. Eddie was gone less than a month later. Announcing the news of Lang's unexpected death, America's national radio networks observed a full minute of silence. Thank you. Jigsaw Puzzle Blues sounds like maybe it was based on something like C.C. Rider Blues, Eddie Lang's last recording with Joe Venuti, Adrian Rollini bass sax, and Jimmy Dorsey playing both cornet and the reeds. Eddie Lang laid the cornerstone of jazz guitar style before 1930. His primary innovation was playing both rhythm and chords, alternating chords with single string runs, establishing the basics of jazz guitar style to this day. Like many other musicians, Lang's death at a relatively young age, he was 30, implies an arc of work left unwritten, unperformed, unrecorded. Yet in just a few years, Lang transformed guitar from its merely supporting role in the rhythm section to an independent and eloquent voice in American jazz and popular music.